Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast from Richard at the Veg Grab podcast. I'm sure you know who I am by now. I just felt like I needed to add that. It is the 18th of April, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. I've got to say, it's rather nice to get some really warm, beautiful weather. Sun has been shining here on the South Coast for quite a few days now, and it has been absolutely lovely. I even had to take my fleece off at work today. It was getting so warm. And the good thing is, it looks like it's going to stay like this for the weekend. So it is going to be a good weekend. And I'm glad for it. After the months, or what feels like months, of rain that we have had, it feels good just to get that nice sunny weather with us now. Now, as you know, every Thursday I like to share with you my plans for the weekend. And this is on the hope that it might just give you a bit of inspiration for tasks that you could do yourself. Now, Saturday I am going to head down to the allotment in the morning, and I'm going to spend quite a few hours down there. It is my birthday on Tuesday, so one thing I like to do is spend some time on the allotment. Now, at the moment, I've got the bottom half of our allotment just pretty tidy. There's not much to really do there. We've just got to water the potatoes, got to water the brassicas that are already planted, just a little bit of strimming left to do as well. And that means that I'm going to be concentrating more on the top half of the allotment. And this includes strimming and cutting the grass paths. Once again, this is a task that we have to do every week, and I'm just trying to get them down there so that it is going to be much better. Grass, of course, being a big thing that I use a lot of, and you know, I like grass paths for that very reason. I've also got some onions and some shallots to plant out. These are really far behind. It's been so wet that the ground just hasn't been right to plant out some of these seedlings and plants and sets. However, that being said, it is looking like some of our soil is starting to crack from the dry weather we have had so far. So who knows what is going to be the right thing to do? It's just a case of playing with what we have. I've got to tidy up some glass as well. The strong winds we had last weekend have broken a couple of panes of glass, so that needs to be tidied away. And while I'm at it, I'm going to set up the hazel sticks so that I can climb beans up them. Going to be busy on the allotment, to say the least. I'm also going to move some tomato plants to the greenhouse down there as well. This will just free up a bit more space at home. Now, talking of at home, I'm going to pot up some of our young seedlings, including tomato plants, just to give them a bit more room to grow. I've actually starting to get our greenhouse together in many ways. I've put quite a few plants into pots in the greenhouse, and once we've tidied up a bit more in the greenhouse, what I'm then going to do is lay down some soil improver in the beds that I have around the edges of the greenhouse, so that we can start basically growing in the beds once we've got more on our weather, more on our side. I've got a few branches that I cut down that I need to cut or pop through our shredder, and I might even start cutting a few more tree branches down to go through the shredder as well. I'm going to give everything a really good water, and I'm noticing a lot of things are just looking a little bit dry again. The sun's been shining, it's been windy as well. Wind has that drying effect too, so I'm going to give everything a really, really good watering. I need to sow some more peas. We had our load of peas that have been eaten by slugs and snails. First time I've ever really had a problem with slugs and snails, particularly this year. It's been bad. So I'm going to make another sowing of peas in the pea bed, and we'll see how we get on with those. Just going to make a point this time round to spray with my slug stuff in advance. Hopefully, I'll probably actually sow some peas in the greenhouse too, that so I can plant those out if they fail outside. And then a final thing I'm going to be doing is sowing things like radish and lettuce for successional cropping in the veggie pod, most likely in the veggie pod, but I'll probably also do some in seedlings indoors as well. It's certainly going to be another busy weekend, but I'm looking forward to it, so it should be fun. fun. Now, today I visited the allotment and I have actually sown our parsnip seeds from this month's gift pack. Now, parsnip seeds are always one of those seeds that many, many people seem to struggle with getting to germinate. There's lots of ways to get seeds to germinate, including placing them on damp kitchen roll and waiting to see if they start to spring into life. For me, this is just another step that slows things down. So I like to sow my seeds directly in the ground where they are to grow. Parsnips generally don't like their roots to be disturbed. So it's best to sow them in position anyway. Now, the biggest problem that I think we have with germination, two things. Well, firstly, the soil needs to be pretty moist. They do like quite a bit of moisture to germinate. So watering is a must. Some people actually cover them over with something like leaf mould or a plank of wood to hold in some of that moisture as well. But sort of sow the seeds and then backfill and cover over with stuff just to hold on to the moisture. That's one thing. But one other thing that I've noticed is that it is often down to the temperature of the soil. The soil really needs to be 12 degrees for them to germinate. There's an old wives' tale that it's the right time to sow your parsnip seeds when the gardener can sit butt naked on the ground without getting a chilly bottom. That's the old wives' tale, but it kind of proves that the soil temperature is the key thing. It's still, I have to say, still a little cold at the moment, even here on the south coast. So we'll see how we get on. We'll see how we get on with that. We may have to make another sowing. But these parsnip seeds can be very, very slow to germinate. They can take a while to germinate, 3 weeks. So what I would be inclined to do is sow a few seeds now, a few seeds next week, and so on, right up into the middle of May. Don't sow all your seeds in one go. Just hold them out. Then we would need to prick them out once they germinate, prick them out to give them a bit of room, 10 centimetres maybe, but work your way up to that. Same with carrots, just take a few out to give them a bit of room, and the ones left behind still have room to grow, but you can just keep thinning them out. That way you can also get some of the thinnings, which are edible as well, so you get more food for your buck. Now, parsnips are a long-term crop. They will be in the ground for quite a while. The soil really does need a lot of preparation beforehand, in the sense that it needs every stone, really fine, well-tilled soil. That's it, really. Just really good, loose soil. Eventually, because these are such a long taproot, it will work its way down and it will become quite a solid root, to be honest with you. Now, keep them moist at all times. Don't really need much feeding. Say it's a taproot, so they're going to go down and search for moisture. But keep them weed-free is the key thing. And then harvest them as required once they reach full size. Now, they do taste better after the first frost. So once they've had a bit of a chill, the starch tends to turn to sugar. So it's well worth just waiting until they are like that till after the first frost before you can harvest them. Makes them a bit more of a winter crop, but I don't see that as being a problem. You can harvest them earlier, of course. They just won't taste as sweet. So it's well worth just waiting till that first frost before you start harvesting them. Now, I tend to leave mine in the ground until I need them. Our soil doesn't really freeze here, so we can get away with it. But if your soil does freeze, it may be worth digging all your parsnips up, maybe October, November time, depending on your when it's likely to, or before it's likely to freeze where you are. And then just put them in a box of damp sand and keep them somewhere cool, dry, like a shed or something, and they should be okay. That just makes it a little bit easier to harvest your parsnips through the winter, and it works quite well at storing them. As I said, I think the difficulty with parsnips is all about the germination, and there's many different tricks that you can do with it, but I just think get a soil thermometer and see what the temperature is of your soil. Right, well, I'm going to call this one a night and head on in. I'm practicing trying to get my breathing just right when I'm talking to you, but it's not easy when I've got a bit of a blocked up nose at the same time. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Sunday, we're talking about winter vegetables and when to sow on the live stream. And Chef Scott on Monday, well, the recipe comes out a little bit earlier on the website usually, but we've got an asparagus hummus recipe, which I'm looking forward to. Well, guys, you have fun. I'll speak to you again on Sunday night. But until then, please take care.